Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's our celebrating our 22nd year on the air, and actually starting our 23rd year, but we got our 22nd anniversary this week, and we're doing it with people who've been with me the longest. Wayne Cruz is here, folks. Wayne is VP for Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He and I have been hanging out with now for over 21 years, and he's in his 22nd year with us. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of the 10,000 Commandments, which is all about what he calls the regulatory dark matter that's taxing us where we don't even realize it, and how really obtrusive and destructive it is, and how it's really part of the shadow government. He's here to give us a new report on that. Wayne Cruz, welcome back, and thanks for all the years, Wayne.
Hey, Jim. Thanks a lot for having me. You know, when somebody says to me, "Wow, Cruz, you've been doing this 10,000 Commandments report for 20 years," I tell them, "Yeah, y'all are getting old, man. Y'all are getting old."
That's exactly right.
But you have to look at it that way. We're getting younger the more we do this.
That's exactly right. And we've helped you launch the commandments every year since it began, because you've been with us longer than that. So I love the way you talk about where you've exposed what's going on right now. Wayne is proven, folks. It's not just an idea. He's proven it with facts. How the regulatory imposition, the financial imposition of a regulatory state on you and me, is a multi-billion, trillion-dollar, or how many, I've forgotten the numbers, Wayne, tax on us that we don't even see. How much is that? What's the number? How big is the number now?
Yeah, what comes after trillion, Jim? I don't
gazillion.
Well, the way I look at it is this. The way I look at regulation is a hidden tax. That's the way we like to regard it. And the placeholder I use, and I call it placeholder because I don't think there's a way third parties can actually calculate regulation because of subjectivity, not knowing cost and all that, but I use the placeholder of $2 trillion.
Wow.
And there are a lot of ways of getting at that, but just for perspective, you know, the federal budget now is over $4 trillion. Mm. We just hit a debt of $23 trillion. It keeps ticking up in a really, really scary way. But the regulatory state is the least disciplined part of what government does. So if you think that the on-budget spending is out of control, just imagine what regulation is.
It's worse.
And it comes in all kind of categories. You know, your main concern and a big concern of mine is small business regulation. Mm-hmm. And regulation hits, you know, from its economic, its financial, its environmental, its health and safety, its paperwork, all kinds of compliance costs. And in my tally, when I say $2 trillion, that's a way of visualizing it. That's half the level of federal spending itself.
Right.
It's more, of course, several times more than the deficit is now.
Yeah.
But it's more than the individual income tax, which is about $1.2 trillion, plus the corporate income tax, which is about $320 billion. So you add those two together, and you still are less than the cost of regulation. So I think it's important to watch it. And
well, there's no question about it. And the other thing he points out, folks, mm-hmm. Is you in a recent article you made the connection between the regulatory state, the entrenched bureaucrats who were running these agencies, and the deep state effect, because I didn't think about it early on, but we all know now, since if they listen to my show and if they listen to you, they know that President Trump has decimated the regulatory encroachment on American on businesses in the opposite of what Obama did, and that's got to have a toll on these regulatory bureaucrats and if they're part of the deep state, they're part of the resistance that's going on against him right now, aren't they?
Yeah, Jim, you can actually go on and look at the Facebook page of people like Robert Reich, who was Labor Secretary under Clinton and folks like that. and see them using the resistance hashtag. When Trump was first elected, there were stories even in the Washington Post about the bureaucrats getting together to talk about how to push back against the Trump regulatory agenda. And yet when you listen to, you turn on NPR today and you hear, they'll say, oh, this deep state conspiracy. The left wrote articles about their coordinating and their pushback. So that's what annoys me about it. You know, when they start talking about, oh, these conservatives or libertarians and their deep state conspiracy. I think it's important to point out because, you and I have talked about when we say regulatory liberalization or deregulation, we don't mean no regulation. The question is whether the regulation is coming from political
people who are accountable,
or whether you have, people who are accountable. And, you know, we've talked about different things in that regard with respect to sunsetting regulations, having Congress vote on regulations. There are a lot of ways to have rational controls over what gets done. But, Jim, they oppose all of that. So what Trump, you know, you talked about Trump doing, cutting regulations and rolling things back. But, Jim, he's had to do that entirely on his own. Remember when President Obama was in power and he said, I've got a pen, I've got a phone, and if Congress won't act, I will, you know, in violation of the Constitution. Well, the difference with Trump was each of his executive orders.
By the way, he was lauded for that. He was considered a champion.
Oh, yeah, they love that.
Yeah. But when Trump does it, here's something.
Oh, that was great.
I was just thinking about something while we were talking here, Wayne. You know, I do believe that there are oligarchs in Russia and Ukraine. I believe there are oligarchs in America. I also have decided that there's another subset of that concept that I'm going to call the regulatory oligarchs. Mm-hmm. And these are people who are entrenched. They're not necessarily getting rich on money, but they're overdosing on power. They're in control. And if you have, folks, one thing I think is not used enough, Wayne, is that Trump is really going after the swamp, and the swamp is not Pelosi and McConnell. The swamp are these regulators you're talking about.
Yes, I want to mention something. I don't know if you're coming right up on a break, but Jim, recently, you know, the biggest executive order that Trump did, and his orders always had the disclaimer, this can only be done to the extent within the rule of law, but he had said for every rule agency's put out that's a significant rule, they need to offset it with at least two others.
Yes.
And for the first couple of years in office, he managed to do that. You know, he claimed a 22-1. Now, there was a lot of fuzziness with those numbers.
Hey, Wayne, hold on to that thought. I do have to take a break. I'm going
to
come back and let you
after the break.
I'll let you continue that after the break. Folks, this is the kind of stuff that Wayne is revealing that we all need to know about when we decide who are we going to stick to, who are we going to stand behind, who are we going to support, who is really for us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.